The latest Marquette University Law School poll shows a growing divide among Wisconsin residents about how the state is responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. At the end of March, the overwhelming majority supported closing schools, businesses, and restricting public gatherings. Since then, the percentage of people calling those moves an overreaction is growing. It's just one piece of the poll. Results came out today, and we've got the director of the Marquette Law School poll ready to talk about those findings. Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. He's also the co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we dive into those numbers, what do you want people to keep in mind as we're going through them?
Well, I think the big point is that substantial majorities still support the shutdowns of businesses and schools, support the governor's action in dealing with the coronavirus, and in general are more concerned with reopening too soon rather than too slowly. But at the same time, those were super majorities 6 weeks ago in March when we were early on in the epidemic. There is now a growing minority that think we're opening too slow, we want to open sooner. And so partisan divisions have grown a bit over these 6 weeks. But at the same time, majorities are still reluctant to speed the reopening and especially worried that we might reopen too soon and restart the epidemic.
The Evers administration's safer at home order has been in place since the end of March. There's debate about when that order should be lifted, as you said. So what did you find about how people are thinking about the reopening of the state?
Right. Well, first of all, are the closings appropriate or are they an overreaction? A month ago, it was 86 appropriate, 10 overreaction. Today, it's 69 to 26. So that's still a big majority, but you can see more than doubling of the folks that think it's overreacting. When we ask whether you're more concerned that we reopen too slowly or not soon enough, then we get up to about 40% who say they're more concerned that we're not opening soon enough. So that's the kind of divide that we're seeing. But we also see people reluctant to different degrees to go out and resume their normal lives. And so if it's a matter of visiting a friend or a relative in their home, three quarters of people are willing to do that. If it's a question of going to a ball game or a big group gathering, just 25% are willing to do that. So there's a big range of what we would do even if we reopened tomorrow.
Fewer people say they approve of Governor Evers' handling of the coronavirus as this moves forward. It was 76% who shared their approval in March. Now it's 64%. What should we make of that?
That's the kind of decline that I was pointing to in general. 64% approval is pretty good for any sitting governor on an action like this. But a drop of 12 points shows how much that's beginning to shift. Democrats are still strongly supportive of the governor, but Republicans, who were pretty bipartisan in support of his handling of the virus in March, have now become pretty negative about it. And overall, we've gone from 17% disapproval of how he's handled it to 32% disapproval now. I think as the crisis goes on, we'll see some evening out of his numbers. We also saw President Trump's numbers drop, though. He had 51% approval of coronavirus handling in March. That's fallen to 44% this month. And he's underwater, 44 approved, 51 disapprove. Compare that with the governor's 64 to 32, and you see how big the gap is between evaluations of the governor and of the president. That's something we've seen in almost all other states as well.
Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School poll, and we're talking about the latest results released today, and they focus on the new coronavirus pandemic and also how officials are handling that. And, you've mentioned Evers and also support for President Trump. Overall, Governor Evers approval rating came in, was it at 59% with 33% disapproving? I know we're in a pandemic, that's so it's right. not like normal times, but how does that rate for a second-year governor?
Yeah, well, he was at about 51% approve in February, and he's typically been around 50% or a shade above. So 59 is an increase compared to February, but he was at 65% in March. So again, the initial support for his actions was exceptionally strong. Now it's still quite strong, but it's no longer in the stratosphere that it was a month ago. I think the biggest danger for all elected officials, governors or the president, is do we see clear improvement in the situation in the disease and in the economy over the next 2 or 3 months? Or do we see a resurgence of disease and the economy still collapsing? In that case, I think discontent with all elected officials may start to rise if it looks like we're in a no-win situation. On the other hand, if we reopen and disease doesn't go up, then people will start feeling a lot better, I think. That's just a big gamble as to which will happen if we reopen.
What can you say about the approval or disapproval rating of President Trump's job performance? It sounds like it's been pretty consistent in 2020.
Oh, it's been incredibly consistent. It's down 1 percentage point this month. It was 47-49 this month. It was 48-49 last month. And it has barely moved since January, just a point or two in either direction over the course of these last 4 months. I think that what you're seeing there is his handling of the coronavirus went down 7 points over the month, but his overall job approval just by 1 percentage point. There you see the loyalty and the support that the president has enjoyed for most of his 3 years in office that gives him a very strong floor. And it did not react nearly as much as the coronavirus handling itself changed. Again, the same story applies over the next 5 months, almost 6 months leading up to Election Day. How do people see the course of the economy and the coronavirus outbreak? And how do they assign credit or blame to the president and to governors and other elected officials as we see what the real course of the disease will be for the next several months?
Yeah. And anything else you just really quick that you want us to take away that we just haven't been able to get to yet in this conversation?
Well, support vote by mail was a big issue in the April election and today's a special election. 36% favor all vote by mail. 57% want to keep what we have now with easy absentee ballots. But over 40% say they themselves will vote by mail in the fall.
Interesting. All right, Charles, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and also director of the Marquette Law School Poll. He is co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsandVotes.com. We talked with him today about a poll that is out today, which looks at how Wisconsin residents feel about COVID-19, our elected leaders' response to the pandemic, the race for president, and more. This is Central Time.